This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Canadian government is warning its citizens visiting the United States that U.S. border officials have the authority to search travelers' electronic devices, including phones, laptops, and tablets, without a reason. In a revised travel advisory posted online, the Canadian government urges Canadians to expect scrutiny when crossing the border and warns that refusing to comply involves risks including device seizure, travel delays, or the denial of entry for non-U.S. citizens. U.S. law allows Customs and Border Protection agents to demand passwords to unlock devices during inspections. Travelers who refuse the demand risk having their electronics confiscated and may face long delays. The Canadian advisory recommends placing devices in airplane mode before crossing the Canada-U.S. border to prevent unintended downloads of remote files, which could complicate screenings. The move follows recent incidents involving such searches. Last month, Dr. Rasha Alaway, a Lebanese assistant professor and physician at Brown University, was deported to Lebanon after U.S. agents at Boston Logan International Airport discovered deleted photos of the late Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on her phone. While U.S. authorities maintain that device searches are critical for national security, civil liberties groups have long criticized the practice as invasive. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the authority of border agents to conduct warrantless device searches, citing the border search exception to the Fourth Amendment. The Montana legislature has killed a bill to allow disabled voters to submit electronic ballots. Under current Montana law, people who are blind or who have other disabilities can receive and fill out their ballots electronically, but then they must print them out, sign them, and submit physical copies. That's different from overseas and military voters who can do the whole process electronically. House Bill 488, introduced in this legislative session, would have allowed the state's disabled voters to return their ballots electronically, but the bill was voted down in the Montana Senate 19-31 as Republican senators refused to support the bill. Multiple blind Montanans who testified in favor of House Bill 488 explained that the current process is a breach of their privacy because they need another person to help complete the final steps of signing the ballot, inserting it into the envelope, and submitting it. The legislation was supported by the Montana Association of Clerks and Recorders, but Republican Secretary of State Christy Jacobson opposed the bill to make it easier and more private for blind and disabled Montanans to vote. 5 years ago, electronic voting became part of the national conversation due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In the 2021 legislative session, itself conducted electronically over Zoom, a version of the same bill passed the Montana House of Representatives, but was also voted down in the Senate. During the 2015 session, the legislature enabled disabled voters to access and fill out their ballot online, but stopped short of allowing them to submit it electronically. The gap that House Bill 488 was trying to bridge this session. For military and overseas voters, Montana already allows electronic submission of ballots, but not for blind and disabled voters in the state, despite 10 years of trying. Delta Airlines is adding a new route from the East Coast to Bozeman. The flight will offer service between New York City's LaGuardia Airport and Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport in Montana. During the busiest winter months, the new flight on an Airbus A319 will run once a week on Saturdays. Seats on the new flight are already available for purchase through Delta's booking system. The Delta flight adds service for passengers along with existing flights to Bozeman on United Airlines from Newark and JetBlue from JFK. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.